you, and I'm looking forward to the trip.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Well, it just blessed my heart to hear these young people singing these old songs. What a blessing that was.
Yes.
It makes me know that after we're gone, them old songs are still going to be sung.
Yeah.
Isn't that a blessing? Surely. God must have had something to do with the writer that wrote those old songs. You pray for a little while that we might be able. I don't know how long we'll stand. Well, I do know, too. We'll stand or we'll give out. And that won't be long now. Don't get no ideas. We'll be here all day. But it's a blessing to be here. We appreciate Brother Jeff and his good companion. And appreciate this church. We've been here off and on for several years, and it's a joy to be back this morning. See some of you that we haven't seen in a long time. All right, you got your Bibles and want to turn with us and read with us. In Matthew chapter 13, you'll find these words. Chapter 13 and verse 24. You like to stand with us while we read, that'd be good. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while the men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blades were sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of that household came and said unto him, Sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From which then hast thou tares? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while we gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. I believe that's all. You may be seated. That's all we'll read at this time. If I had one thought above another this morning, it would be this. Something's gone wrong in the field.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to think with us for just a little while. I don't have no monopoly on this preaching, you know. I never did learn how to preach. I learned how to get myself out of the way a few times and let him preach through me. And that's what I hope and pray that we can do here this morning for just a little while. As long as I'm in the way, there won't be very much accomplished. You know, I meet a lot of people, and I've been on this journey a long way. I heard one man say one time, he'd been in the way a long time. And I said, I hope I ain't nobody's way. I've been on the way a long time, but I sure hope that I'm not in nobody's
Amen.
Way.
Amen. Bless up, God.
Amen. But, you know, as we go through life and build up confidence, I guess you'd say, in people, and some people look at you like you're a god or something, you know. Really honor you. But I want you to know this morning, Jesus said that, you know, that a prophet was not without honor except in his own country and among his own kindred. You know, to me, it's just plain this morning. But you listen for just a little while. Something went wrong in the field.
Bless the Lord.
The seed he sowed was good seed. And the man that sowed them, no doubt, was a good man. Because the seed come up. He knew a little bit how to plant the seed to get them to come up. But he didn't know how to correct them and work them. He wanted to tear out, get the tares out too soon. I don't know, I may talk a lot about an any man's God this morning. I don't have anything planned out and thought up. I just got a little thought here this morning. Something gone wrong in the field. Amen. I can remember the time when I was a young man, how the people in the sitting amen corners, on the ladies on one side and the men on the others, and those ladies would holler amen just as much as the men would. Amen. They wasn't ashamed to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But I want to say this morning, folks, that something had gone wrong in the field.
Yeah,
amen. We still sang the old songs. We still preach the same word that we always preached. I remember when I first started pastoring back in 1960. I believe 59 it was. My friend, there wasn't no trouble to get people out to the house of God. I've seen all around the walls, people standing in the door full of people. And I had a vision before I took to church, and I saw a crowd. I was standing out in the altar giving an altar call, and I saw a crowd all the way back to the door. And one night, I saw that happen. It come to pass, and God said, "This is your vision that I showed you when you was a young man." But something went wrong in the field.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We still got a portion of the Spirit of God in our churches. At least some of them have.
Yeah.
A lot of them, you could hear a pin drop all the way through.
There's
nothing there, but I want to say, this morning, friend of mine, that I have to say that I feel like that this church has got more spirit in it here today than I felt in it in all the times that I've been here. Amen. Something must have went right in the church. Amen. This morning, I'm glad this morning. Hallelujah. To know that everybody hadn't dried up. There's still a few that's able and willing to praise the Almighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something went wrong in the field. Amen. So when the blades were sprung up and brought forth fruit, the fruit, you see, came right along. Was nothing wrong with the fruit. Then appeared the tares among the fruit, the wheat. And these folks wanted to go out there and gather up the tares and get rid of them. Well, I want to say this morning, folks, you don't just stop somebody down when they get out of the will of God, but you need to lend them a helping hand.
Yes,
you need to reach out and lift them up and with prayers. My friend this morning, so they said they came to their master and said unto him, "Hey, you want us to go out there and I get the tares out of the wheat, where the wheat can grow?" And he said unto them, "Not so." He said, "Unless a body out there, you're going to turn. You're going to turn up out of the water. You're going to turn up the wheat and the tires. If you wait till the day of harvest," he said, "I'm going to You know, I'm glad, ain't you, that he's not only the God of the living, but he's the God of the dead. Amen. So, you know, when men judge you, their judgment may not be right. The Bible said, some people say, well, you can't judge. Well, the Bible said you can. The Bible said, but when thou judgest, use righteous judgment. Amen. Amen. But these folks here, they said, we want to go out there and get the tares out of the wheat where the tares out of the wheat can grow. But the master said, not so. Let them alone. Let them grow together. I'd rather rub elbows with a few hypocrites down here than to die and go to hell. Amen. I've used this scripture before, but you ain't never heard this message before, and neither's nobody else. Amen. I got this right off the portals of hell. Amen. God said, you go down there. After Brother Jeff called us the other day, I began to seek and to pray and seek. And God said, you go down there to that little church and you tell them something has gone wrong in the field. Amen. I want you to know, you elderly people here, they can realize that we're how the people. I remember years ago here up in Lumpkin County in a revival meeting, and the house was packed out. The yard was full. People was out there running them down in the yard and getting them saved out there in the yard. On Sunday morning at church. Anybody. And then when they get home, a lot of times they get in a big fuss before they get home. But something went wrong in the food. I remember the times when people love one another. They love one another. I was raised on a farm as a widow woman's son. My dad left us, went on to be with Helen, 1938. My mom raised five kids. This being a widow woman's son didn't know a thing in the world about love at work. All she knew was the hoe handle and pulling trash. Amen. But I want to tell you, God was with me. God bless us. I never did mess a man. But I remember a time when we get behind, if we needed something done, and somebody come over. The good old neighbors would come over. Son, God, how long has it been since you told somebody you loved them? How long has it been since you told your neighbor? Now come and go to church with us. We're on our way. Amen this morning, folks. We need to wake up and realize we don't have very long to get this job done. It's just a short matter of a short while. And we better to work while it's day. Because the Bible says, night's coming in November. Something's going to go right in the field. You know, a lot of folks look at them old Mexicans, and people used to look down on the black people. And they looked not only that, they looked down on a lot of white people. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Right. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. When God's on the scene, when God's judging, He said, let them alone. Let them alone. They're my creation. And I love them just as much as I love you.
Yeah, that's right.
If they don't love them as much as we love our own relatives, our own people, there's something wrong with us. We're on the wrong track. Yeah. Something gone wrong in the field. Yeah. And we need to wake up that feather and realize that heaven holds all glory, glory, joy without measure. We'll be my friends.
Amen.
So, we just left to judge one another, you know, and see what kind of an automobile they drive and see what kind of clothes they put on and all of this thing. Sometimes I think maybe I might overdress. I don't want nobody to think that I'm any better than the lowest down person that's got the least in our congregation. Right. Amen. Because folks, I know what it is to be poor. Yeah. Amen. And I never would have thought God would have blessed me like He has. But I'm glad. You know, people used to tell me when I talk about my raise, and people say, well, brother, I would tell, I'd be ashamed to tell that. I said, well, I'm glad to tell it. I'm proud of my raise. If it hadn't been for the way Mama raised her, we might have been in hell this morning.
Yeah.
But thank God, somebody who loved her, that old prayer, that old praying woman was dead. Real in the churches, and it wasn't no trouble. You didn't even have to visit people to get them to come to church. They'd come anyway. Amen. Amen. You know, I said this, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of pastors just go when they're pastoring the church, and when they get out get the church out, they just about quit going to church. Amen. So, I want you to know, I got saved me. I got a hold of the line of life.
Yeah.
call of salvation.
Yeah.
It's free.
It's out there.
It's something free.
Yeah, it is.
The song said, my God is real.
Yeah.
Because I can feel it. Amen.
Yeah.
Did you feel it this morning?
Amen.
Did you be happy with you this morning? Have you really made your peace calling and election sure with the Almighty God? Do you know if you was to die right now that heaven would be your home? Oh, listen this morning. Isaiah's old song said there is just one way to the pearly gates. A crown of life and a brand new way.
Yeah.
I'm glad this morning there is just one way. And I'm glad I got him out here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so peaceful. It's so wonderful. Just knowing. I remember about 15 years ago when I had an open heart surgery. My kids were going to carry me in the operating room. My children gathered around me. Said, Daddy, are you afraid? And I said, no, honey. Daddy's not afraid. Daddy's not afraid. I can't lose. He's going to go. I got a whole lot more. Brother Tony. God bless my journey.
It's all right,
I'm looking forward to that great homecoming when we can be united again in a land where we'll never grow old.
Yeah.
Woo! Praise his holy name. Glory to God.
Yeah.
In the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards man. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Something gone wrong in the field.
But you know what? As poor as we were, and I guess we were the poorest people in the community. But as poor as we were, you know, God loved us.
Yeah, that's right.
God loved us. And then other people, our neighbors loved us. Why, they bring clothes, and they bring fruit, they bring everything into our homes. I remember one Christmas, the fruit was stacked up almost to the ceiling. People had brought it. Amen. Just covered us up more than we could even come and see. Amen. And then they give us their hand-me-downs, you know, clothes. Amen. I never did like the old layers, you know. They used to come out, you know what I'm talking about, the old layers come out down below your knees, you know. I hated them, right? And I wore my overalls. Amen. Mama wanted us to wear these things, you know, and I say, no, give me my overalls. I feel more at home in her overalls than I do in those things. Amen. God, right this morning, folks, that God is still just as lovable as he was in those days, and he loves you just as much, and he's still got just as much saving power as he ever had. You get saved this morning. There's somebody here lost. God just showed me. Somebody need to get saved this morning. Right now, need to be coming to this altar. You don't have to wait for the invitation. Something gone wrong in the field, folks. You know, I've talked to people, to men and to women too. And I'd ask them, is your husband or your wife, are they saved? And they say, you know, Brother Guy, I just don't know. I never did ask them. Shame on you. Shame on you. No wonder that you're where you're at. You didn't try to get do no better. Amen. We've got to work together, folks, in getting these people to Jesus. Amen. I know I had an old uncle that was an alcoholic and drunk. Alcohol all his life. And I was coming down the road one day by his house, and God said, pull in there. I pulled him, he was sitting down in the yard. And I pulled him, he got me a chair, and I sat down there, and I said, brother, I just felt led to the Lord to come by and talk to you a little while. And I said, I want to ask you a question. I said, have you ever been saved? He looked at me, and he said, Lord, yes. He said, I got saved. So if I wasn't saved, said, I'd be down right here now seeking God. He said, I got saved a few years ago. I said, thank God, thank God. It would give me an assurance a better assurance that heaven is going to be his home.
Yeah.
Amen. So we need to discuss this. You know what? We live in a time when parents only mention hell is when they tell one another to go there. Amen. Amen. All the time. We need to tell our children that hell is real.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. And definitely it is. It's real. This is real as heaven. Amen. But your children, all mine say before I know. But if you're lost this morning, I don't care whose children you are. You're on your way ahead.
Yeah.
You don't have to go there.
That's right, brother.
You can come to the waters, the fountain of life freely, and drink freely. Mm-hmm. He said, if any man, you see, I thought I might be on that more than what I have, but he said, if any man will thirst, let him come after me and drink of the water of life freely.
That's right,
brother. You know, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
When you just think about it, makes a cold chill bump run up down the avenue. Anyway, a little country unlearned boy like me could come to Jesus and inherit eternal life.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning that we don't have to go there.
Yeah.
You don't have to go there this morning. Amen. Our folks say, oh, just get saved, and that's all they said. Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, when you get saved, there'll be a little more to it than that.
Yeah.
You want to go to church.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember when we and my wife first got married, you know, she wasn't a Christian. She'd never been saved. She belonged to a church, but a big church down in Grant Park, and she had never been saved. And I kept telling her, and I said, honey, you need to get saved and make her mad. She didn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
But there's something down in my heart with bubbling over. I get up on Sunday morning and make my way down to the nearest avenue Baptist Church. And you see, I didn't know that anything was bothering her. After she got saved, she told me. She said, Dad, you just don't know how much trouble I was in. When you leave to go to church, and I get to think that the Lord wants to come and get you, he can leave me.
Yeah.
And said, I'm scared today.
Yeah, that's our brother guy.
Well, we moved to Canton. A little later, in an old fashioned model, carried her to church, Cherokee County, I guess. Went down to the old Hopewell Baptist Church. She used to say, I don't believe in that shouting and hooping and hollering like folks do. I just don't think that's the way of it. Her mother was raised a Methodist. She said, let's keep Tommy quiet. You know. Amen. But I want to say this, folks. She came and fell in that old-fashioned altar that night and gave her heart to Jesus. And she come up with a nice shout. Amen. I have prayed to God. I said, Lord, will you save her? Just give her enough money to make her want to shout. And she did. He did that.
Yeah, that's fine.
She come up and shout and praise God.
Yeah.
And on the way home, I said, I thought you didn't believe in shout. She said, well, I didn't shout. I said, that's just what you know. You shouted all over the place. Anyway, glory to God this morning, folks. Something gone wrong. And if you're going to straighten it out this morning, you're going to give your heart to Jesus.
Yeah.
Rather than knowing the free forgiveness of sin.